It's time for WRMJ Senior Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on Carson Horner of United High School. Brought to you by State Representative Dan Swanson. He is proud to represent the interests of those in the 71st District in Springfield and will continue to fight for their best interests and those of downstate Illinois residents. And welcome to the Senior Spotlight. This is Terry James, joined by Carson Horner with United High School. Hello, Carson.
Hi, what's going on?
Nice to have you on today. We want to talk a little bit about your high school experience. Can you share a favorite memory you've had from over the past 4 years at United High School?
Probably one of my favorite memories was just playing sports, just having the fun times with all the teammates and coaches and learning how to play different sports, just basically learning how to communicate and being like a good team player and good role model for the freshmen as a senior now.
Absolutely, and that's a great thing to do for your younger classmates. And speaking of class, do you have some favorite classes, maybe a favorite teacher at United?
Probably one of my favorite teachers would probably be my math teacher, Miss Anderson. I had to take geometry and then algebra my freshman and sophomore year, and now I am in statistics at a college level, and she's helping me here and there with that too. So I would definitely say Miss Anderson, because she's always been the greatest teacher for me, and I love math personally.
Well, yeah, Carson, I don't hear a lot of kids say I love math, so I think you may be headed for a big career. We'll talk about that in just a moment. What about extracurricular activities? I know that you are an athlete. Can you talk about some of the other things you did at United?
Yeah, so obviously I was a three-sport athlete all year round. I did baseball, basketball. I did football my freshman year. I'm a golfer. I was involved in math team. I was involved in this is kind of like an out of school thing, but it's still related to school. It's called Bi-County Youth Coalition. Mm-hmm. And basically we just volunteer within the community and do like community projects and stuff like that. I was involved with our FCA here, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I led a couple services here and there. I was involved with it every single week though. I think that's probably about it.
Well, Carson, when I was in high school, I think I was exhausted just by having to go to 7 periods a day. How did you do all that extra stuff?
Well, you just kind of got to push through sometimes. I mean, it definitely gets tough with all the sports and everything like that all the time. But sometimes you just got to push through, and you know it's for a better cause because you're helping other people and you're helping yourself just become a better person, and you're learning how to deal with failure and yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, as an athlete, talk about some of your highlights there, because you mentioned earlier that really changed you as a person.
Yeah. So I've always played basketball. I've never been really good at it, but I just play it more for like the sport or just to like play with my friends and everything and be active. But golf, I picked up my sophomore year of high school for the first time ever. And I'm now going on a golf scholarship to go play at St. Ambrose University over in Davenport. And I, like I said, I've only been playing for 3 years, so that's a pretty big accomplishment in my mind, picking up a sport brand new in high school and then going to go play at a collegiate level. I'd say that's probably one of my biggest accomplishments.
Yeah, Carson, that is really, really awesome. Congratulations to you. And it leads into my next question of what you're doing after graduation, and you're going to play golf at St. Ambrose.
Yeah, I'm going to go study probably finance at St. Ambrose. I'm still debating whether I should do finance or like a business degree or maybe a little bit more of like accounting. I don't know yet. It's just something to do with math. I really like math. I enjoy math. I'm good at math. And so I want to do something in that field.
All right, Carson Horner, we're very proud of all your accomplishments, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet. And this has been the Senior Spotlight.